from American Jazz Radio.
Rockin' at the Reno Club where bass kept tight. Crazy Little Women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Big Shad. Walkin' Present Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. Now this week, we celebrate the birthday of trumpeter, arranger, and big boss, Quincy Jones, with our special guest, Horace Washington. And now please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Hello.
Good evening, everybody. How are we feeling tonight?
Well, I hope you're feeling well, because this week on 12th Street Jump, we celebrate the birthday of Grammy Award-winning composer Quincy Jones.
I know. And later on, the sax therapist stops by, and we're going to find out what gives our special guest Horace Washington the blues. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, but I have to ask you, did you know Pete? Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the kitchen, celebrity chef Paula Deen has returned to the scene.
Oh, that explains a sudden chill I feel in my arteries.
I know. If your heart was a bridge, she'd be Chris Christie.
Yeah, you know, I heard Paula Deen actually compare herself to Michael Sam, the gay football player.
I could see that. I see her point. Most guys in the NFL don't want to see her naked in the shower either.
Okay, we can all open our eyes now. Quincy Jones recorded this Ray Brown composition on a 1963 Mercury release titled Quincy Jones Plays Hip Hits. Here's David Bassey with The Gravy Waltz.
Pretty mama's in the kitchen. This glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say good morning to you. Pretty little chickadee said my baby was true. But she ran to get the frying pan when she saw me coming. Gotta get a taste. Oh, it goes to waste. The honeybee is humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults. My baby set to do the ever-loving new gravy waltz. Wait, wait. So do lay it out. Oh, baby, do lay it in, do 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 do. Pretty mama's in the kitchen this glorious day. You can smell the gravy simmering
half a mile away. Well, late in morning glory, I said good morning to you. Pretty little chickadee told me baby was true. She ran to get the frying pan when she saw me coming. Gotta get a taste for it goes to waste. The honeybee is humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults, 'cause my baby set to do the ever-loving new gravy walls. Yeah, my baby set to do the ever-loving new gravy. My baby set to do the ever-loving new gravy. The gravy.
How about David Bass, everybody?
Yeah.
That's right. So this week we celebrate the birthday of Grammy Award-winning jazz trumpeter, arranger, composer, and entrepreneur, Quincy Jones. Born in Chicago, Quincy was introduced to music by his mother, who sang religious songs at home. A lady named Lucy Jackson played a stride piano next door, and Quincy would listen all night through the walls. At the age of 14, young Quincy met a 16-year-old musician from Georgia named Ray Charles. Jones cites Charles as an early inspiration for his own music career, which began to take shape after Quincy won a scholarship to the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Receiving an offer to tour as a trumpeter with bandleader Lionel Hampton, Q embarked on his professional career. While on the road with Hampton, Jones discovered his gift for arranging songs. Jones and his partner Bob Russell became the first African Americans to be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song. Jones was nominated for Best Original Score for the film In Cold Blood and went on to conduct the orchestra at the Oscars.
All told, Quincy Jones has received 7 Academy Award nominations, 79 Grammy nominations, 27 Grammys won, and a Grammy Legend Award. He composed the scores for The Pawnbroker and The Color Purple, toured with Dizzy Gillespie, and arranged for and recorded with Billy Eckstein, Sarah Vaughan, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Dinah Washington, and a rising young star that the world would come to know as Michael Jackson.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the music arranged and recorded by Quincy Jones. To help us get that done, we'll need an exceptionally versatile performer, and that would be our very special guest and friend, Horace Washington.
Well, welcome back to the show, Horace.
Yeah, I lost my head there, but that's okay.
Well, earlier you were losing your pants.
Right. It's the age thing. I'm losing parts all over the place. Parts is parts.
Quincy Jones, a guy that seemed to find great talent and somehow elevate the project. You know, he what are you doing over here?
I was finding parts. All right, Quincy Jones.
Yeah, a guy that just seemed to make things better. He made projects better.
Okay, if you insist, I believe that.
Well, I think a couple awards back that up as well.
Well, yeah. You know, because when you think about Quincy Jones, you're thinking about American music. I mean, if Quincy Jones was a baseball team, he'd be the... Right. And he'd play all the positions. You know, you know my joke in front. Well, you're reading the script back there. Watch yourself. Anyway, yeah. He'd be the Yankees and play all the positions. Okay, but hey, pull yourself together out there. I'm trying to help you with this thing. All right, here we go.
Yes, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're listening, strap on. This is Horace Washington, and we brought him here to play some music and not just talk and find parts. Joe Cartwright, what song are we going to start with?
Pete, I picked this song especially for Horace.
This is from a 1969 Verve release, Walking in Space. And this song is called Dead End.
See, that's how you lost the parts. It was the dead end. Pop! All right, here we go. I like it like that.
Thank you.
news? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who gotten bent? Who hocked his tennis sack so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Got the blues, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're as chilly as the Midwest or as silly as Congress, the blues is you.
That's right, Pearl. And this week we find out what gives our special guest, Horace Washington, the blues. Horace, I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to hope for some answers.
Well, keep hope alive.
Fair enough. Where are you from?
I was formerly from Mars, but since I'm here, Kansas City, baby.
Yes.
Baby.
And what would you most like to do if you couldn't be a musician?
Well, I tell you what, if I, well, you know, I'd rather be high, so I think I'd be a pilot. That way I can fly.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, I was confused on that.
It's all right.
It was that visit to Colorado that did me, but go ahead. Next question, please.
Aside from Cheech and Chong, who would you most like to party with?
James Brown! James Brown!
One time.
Again, so he can feel good, right?
Yeah.
Of all
I
knew you would. Of all the overused headlines and news, what are you most tired of hearing about?
I'm most tired of hearing about Obamacare. I think that they need to pass out the drugs everywhere like they do in Colorado. Let's go to Washington or something. Put yourself together. Everybody should see. We don't need no glaucoma.
Did you ever get a nickname? And how did you get it?
Yeah. When I was very young, about 9 years old, I was trying to talk to a older lady. I think she was like 15 or so. And I walked up to her. I said, you know, baby, and she said, yeah. She said, well, what is your name, young man? I said, my name is Horace. She said, well, you look more like Pony. Pony?
Moving on, if a movie was made about your life, what actor would you want to play you?
Oh, frankly, I'd really like for it to be Paul Newman. I dig him a lot, but the eyes don't match. So it had to be Denzel Washington.
And what's the favorite career memory that you hold?
Oh, doing the Soul Train show with the Dells. That was my favorite thing.
Cool.
Yeah, right there.
And what superpower would you most like to possess?
I told you I would like to be high, so I'd like to fly.
All right.
Fly like the birds in the sky.
Well, Horace, it is time for the most important question, and that is, what gives you the blues?
What gives me the blues? People not giving to others sex. Yeah, you don't get no sex, I get the blues. I'm very depressed about that. Matter of fact, I don't feel like I'm getting my quota. Can somebody help me, please?
Hey, Pearl, why don't you get us started with Horace Washington's blues?
I shall do just that. Born in Kansas City, Horace says, now that's a fact. If he wasn't playing jazz, he'd be giving Pilotine a crack. And if he had a superpower, we'd all be flying on his back. Partying with James Brown, Horace hoped he'd call him crony. Not like that girl he hit up who gave him the nickname Pony. Tried telling her he was Denzel, but then she called him baloney.
Horace is a soul man. That cat is serious. He played with the Dells, and he pleased Don Cornelius. He says, cool it on Obamacare, and lay off Kathleen Sebelius.
People who ain't giving, they give the blues to Horace. He needs to be more caring. That's Horace, Chorus.
That's Horace. And don't go anywhere. Stick around. There's more right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Quincy Jones, we celebrate the birthday this week of saxophonist Charles Lloyd. Born in Memphis, Lloyd was voted Jazz Artist of the Year by Downbeat in 1967. He took time off in the 70s from the jazz scene to do some studio work, playing extensively with the Beach Boys, both on their studio recordings and as a member of their band In Celebration.
Lloyd's groundbreaking ECM album includes Canto, Voice in the Night, The Water is Wide, and Lift Every Voice with pianist Jason Moran. He has worked with Brad Meldow, John Abercrombie, Larry Grenadier, and longtime friend and musical soulmate Billy Higgins, with whom Lloyd recorded the duet Which Way is East.
Now here's Horace Washington and the band with an original Charles Lloyd composition. This is called Sweet Georgia Bright.
Thank you.
as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Pope Francis' translator had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Piers Morgan lost his job as host of CNN.
Piers Morgan?
Yes. He says American viewers, they don't like British men. You know, it's true, compared to Morgan. You know, we dig up Larry King again.
Arizona's anti-gay law. It was vetoed by Jan Brewer. She saved the Super Bowl game from going down the sewer. And Arizona may be a red state, but their business just got bluer.
EPA opponents, don't they think it's strange that every week they're shoveling 2 feet of climate change?
I miss Boris Yeltsin. His only fault was booze. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Now here's a tune from Quincy Jones' 1959 recording, Birth of a Band. Let's listen to Horace the Band play this Benny Golson composition, Along Came Betty. Thank you.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then it's time to check out this week's CD releases. David Bassi, what you got?
You know, jazz and Philharmonic have always gone together since the 50s. Shelley Berg, who is now at the University of Miami, has put together a great new CD with Chick Corea, Mark O'Connor, Bobby McFerrin, and Dave Grusin with the Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra. And big band music, really giant band music with jazz, all in tribute to Phil Ramone, the great record producer that passed away recently. And for those of you who want to go the other direction, Miles Davis in mono. I mean, like, it was good in stereo, but you ought to hear it in mono, dude. My player has been mono forever. My cassette, I put it in, I look and I go, yep, that left speaker's still working. Yeah. That is mono, dude. It's good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I've been at. To your house. I know you have mono at your house, too.
Well, and it's on 8-track.
8-track. So. I knew it. 8-track.
Only the best That's stuff
it.
For me.
That's it. 8-track. Dave Stryker came out with a new CD called 8-track, and he said you always had to put the matchbook in the 8-track player. And I was thinking, now I'm 17. It's 1969. Why in the hell do I have matches in the car?
I think Horace Washington and I are going to come out with a new album called Parts and Pieces.
Oh, this is good over here. Go ahead.
Now, besides Quincy Jones and Charles Lloyd, we celebrate the birthday this week of pianists Billy Childs, Dick Hyman, and James Williams. Trumpeters Blue Mitchell, Terrence Blanchard, and cornetist Bix Beiderbecke are celebrated this week, yeah. Along with trombonist Miff Mole.
Oh, yeah.
Reedman, Ornette Coleman, and Herschel Evans are honored this week. And this is the birthday week of drummers Mickey Roker, Roy Brooks, and one of the most celebrated drummers in the history of jazz, Roy Haynes. Now, to learn more about all these cats, visit our website at 12thstreetjump.com, where you'll find information on our upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel, where you can hear this week's Blues in the News all over again. So what's happening this week in jazz?
You know, Roy Haynes is 89.
Wow.
He still drives the Ferrari down to the gig in New York. That's not...
Wow.
They clear the streets. The police come and blockade the Broadway so he can drive his car down the street. You live like jazz. And you got Roy so much class. So I tip my hat and smile and I get out of the way. Like crazy, man, wild, drive that Ferrari down to the Blue Note. Right.
Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss a single moment of this. More right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come on, cats, and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, find your way to the free jazz session at Merriman's Playhouse in South Bend. Over in Detroit, Orrin Evans serves the Jazz Cafe crowd at the Music Hall. And down where it's nice and warm, check out the Sunshine Jazz Organization's showcase at the Miami-Dade County Fair.
See the All-Star Blues Jam with Crash Music at the Aztec Theater in New Mexico. David Sanborn brings his crossover style to the Smith Center in Las Vegas, and the Sons of Brazils warm it up at the Broadway Jazz Club in Kansas City.
In Colorado, the Durango Ragtime and Early Jazz Festival takes off at the Henry Strader Theater, and Arizona fans can enjoy the Paradise Valley Jazz Party at the Hilton in Scottsdale. And at 87 years old, he's not driving a Ferrari, but Bucky Pizzarelli is still doing his thing, holding court this week at Shanghai Jazz in Madison, New Jersey. So get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Henry Mancini wrote it, Quincy Jones recorded it. Now here's our own Nedra Dixon to sing, Soldier in the Rain.
Some soldier sleeping in the rain, far from home, half a child, half a hero. Tossed by the times, caught in the winds, dream, lonesome soldier, weary of the rain. Of home, someone's son, someone's lover. Dream that your someday child never knows. The rain. of the rain. Dream of home, someone's son, someone's lover. Dream that your someday child never knows the rain.
Recognize that sound, don't you? Bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV. Whenever things get a little steamy, it's when the saxophone comes in. Now making that music is a passionate, sexy, heart-pounding Willie Nelson at the grand opening of a Costco marijuana superstore in Denver kind of gig. But hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in. Sonny Zoot Reed Man, sax therapist. It was a freezing, frigid Friday. Really frigid. I was shivering like Bill Clinton dropping off a blue dress at the dry cleaners. Yeah, that's right, he still does it. And that's when they walked in. She looked like a hot fudge sundae and he was kind of nuts. Together they made the perfect couple. The lady did the talking.
Hi, I'm Betty. This is Barry. We're the Buckleys from Berkeley.
Betty and Barry Buckley from Berkeley, huh? Well, what brings you to this bare basement on a frigid Friday?
Bits.
Well, check the bowl with the kibble in the kitchen. Watch your step.
No, bits. Those little binary thingies they make bitcoins out of. Barry bought a bunch of bitcoins hoping to be a billionaire, but the balloon burst and now he's broke and bummed. And when Barry's bummed, all he wants to do is...
Bruja?
Boo-hoo.
If Barry's bummed and boo-hooing, there's no business in the bedroom.
Well, have you tried booze, Barry?
Binged.
Ah. So let me get this straight. Betty and Barry Buckley from Berkeley botched the bedroom business because Barry bet the bank on bitcoins, but the balloon burst. He's broke, bummed, and boo-hooing. Bought the bottom of the brouhaha, Barry?
Brilliant. Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Now close your eyes, Barry. Imagine Betty's a Bitcoin, and you're a Bitcoin miner.
Hey, I'm over 18.
It means you dig Bitcoins, Barry. Do you dig me?
Oh, I dig you, Betty. I dig you.
Dig me deeper, Barry. Dig deeper. Look for my Bitcoin bot.
Oh, you got a nice bot, Betty. Ooh.
Bank my bot a bit, Barry. Bank my bot.
Oh, yeah, I'm banking your bot, Barry. I'm banking away here.
Ooh. It's a digital bank, Barry. Go digital on me.
I'm going digital, Betty. I'm going
bigger,
digital.
Bigger, Barry, bigger. Get electronic. Go, Barry.
Whoa, Betty. Whoa, Betty. Whoa. 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 Betty, Barry. Whoa. You broke Betty. The bank. Time for a Bitcoin withdrawal. So Betty got to do the bedroom business and Barry banked the bot a bit. By the time I got through with them, he was on her like Putin on Ukraine. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist.
right, let's bring back Horace Washington and his flute to play a jazz standard that Quincy Jones arranged for his 1969 Walking in Space album. Here's Killer Joe.
Mm-hmm.
the music of Quincy Jones and Charles Lowe. Give it up for Horace Washington.
And keep it going for the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, musical director Joe Cartwright at the piano. How about the lovely Nedra Dixon and the lovely David Bassett?
We had help from our director, Ian York. This show, week's show, was written by Paul Sieberg and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank everyone at the Broadway Jazz Club, home of 12th Street Jump. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and check out 12thStreetJump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we pay tribute to Grammy award-winning trumpeter Randy Brecker with our special guest, Mr. Randy Brecker himself. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera McDonald.
And I'm Pete, insert cool nickname here, Weber. We'll see you next week right here on 12th Street, where it's always Jumping!